The next thing we're up to within the laws of harvesting is a rabbinic institution, which is very understandable when you have the understanding of life back in the day. Imagine, I'll give you two stories, okay? I was teaching a very, very wise kid, 8, 9 years old, and he came visiting. I was still a bachelor at home at the time. He came visiting, and my younger brother was growing stuff in the vegetable patch. So he comes to the front door, and he sees this little green thing hanging on a vine. So he asked me, "What's that?" So I said, "You guess." So he looks at this side, he looks at that side, he says, "Is that an apple?" It was a tomato. So it was a green tomato. So I looked at him, and I looked at the tomato, and I said to myself, this is an intelligent boy who knows what he's doing in life, and he makes a blessing, Borei Pri Ha'etz, on an apple. He knows that. You'd ask him. He'd know that. Now, does this look like a tree to him? Obviously not. But there's a huge disjoint between the concept of Borei Pri Ha'etz and an apple. He doesn't. They don't get together, the two. So that's where we live today, where you could be very observant, but the idea of where things come from is very far, and we all know that you ask a kid, where do you get milk? And they say, the store. And where does the store get it from? We see that truck every so often, right? You're laughing. I had this conversation with my own kids, right? I wanted to know what they think. Where does milk come from? So that's why a lot of things are foreign for us. But if we can imagine a time where you got your tomatoes from the garden, and you got your apples from the tree, and this was just part of life. You milked your cow. You milked your sheep. This was life. So then it was fairly common that if you walked in the yard and you saw an apple that was ripe for the picking, you picked it. Now, picking an apple off the tree is a biblical prohibition on Shabbos. Picking grapes off a vine is a biblical prohibition on Shabbos. On Shabbos, it is biblically prohibited to pick fruit from their place, their natural habitat of growth. That's called kotzer, harvesting, right? So within the biblical prohibition of kotzer, under that heading, we have a rabbinic prohibition, where the rabbi said we have to be concerned that if people are walking and eating fruits, they might just grab a fruit and pick a fruit off the tree. So that's the idea we're about to learn. Even within the prohibition of harvesting, we have rabbinic prohibitions, rabbinic fences, that are there to ensure we don't transgress the biblical commandment. That's why our sages say, you're not allowed to go tree climbing on Shabbos. You're not allowed to climb a tree. We're concerned that a person will pick a fruit, will pick a branch. Our sages also prohibited use of a tree on Shabbos. You want to have a picnic? You can't lean on the trees. Even if the tree doesn't move when you lean on it, the sages prohibited using a tree because it was so close, the idea of picking off a tree. I remember as kids, we'd very often, you know, sit by trees. I grew up in the country. Pick leaves, tear them, pick leaves, and look at them, analyze them, use them. It was like a common thing. Our sages said, okay, if people will lean on trees and use trees on Shabbos, we have to be concerned they'll come to pick the fruits or the leaves or the branches. Nonetheless, if you're just sitting and you're not really leaning back on the tree, you're just using it for a little bit of support for your back, something like that where the tree won't budge, you're not allowed to move the tree, that's mukhtzeh, and you're not really leaning on it, you're just using it for some support, that's permitted. Now that's only true if you're healthy enough to stand on your own 2 feet, because then you're not really using the tree. You're just getting support from it. But if you have someone who's old, who's weak, that finds it difficult to stand on their own 2 feet, so then using the tree is really using the tree. Because even when it comes to small things, he really leans on the tree with his whole force. So that would be prohibited. You're not allowed to really use the tree. You're only allowed to have a minimal support from it. Now, this has a lot of applications. I remember when I was learning the laws of Erev on Shabbos. Are you allowed to walk around with a stick on Shabbos? So if you need the stick, that's one thing. If you don't need the stick, then you're really carrying the stick around public domain. What's called needing the stick? So I remember in class they said, if a person leans whenever he walks around the house. And I said, what do you mean leans wherever he walks around the house? So they said, you'll see. There are many older people that as they walk around the house, they're clutching on to things as they grope as they walk. And until I saw it, I didn't know what they meant. But there definitely are people like that. There are people who are at a stage where they don't need a wheelchair, but they can't support themselves. I remember someone once asked me to convince an old lady, an old neighbor, to start walking with a walking cane or with a walker. And she was insistent, I don't need it. So I tried talking to her, and I come to her house, and I see it's exactly what she's doing. Everywhere she's walking around the house, she's leaning on walls, she's touching walls, she's all the time holding on to things. So yeah, she did need a walker, she did need a cane, a walker even. So that's okay, so a person like that, if they're going to be leaning on a tree, they're leaning on the tree. That's not just minimal support. Another aspect is you're not allowed to use a tree to hang your clothing on. Famous story of, I don't remember which of the great rabbis it was, who was on guard duty in Russia. They took him by force into the army. And the guard before him left the fur coat hanging on a branch. And we're not allowed to use a tree on Shabbos to place something on. And we're also prohibited from taking an object off a tree. If there's something on the tree, you're not allowed to take it off on Shabbos. Even if he placed it there before Shabbos. So this Rav came to his guard duty and he sees the coat there. So he says to himself, okay, it's pikuach nefesh. I'm standing out here in the Russian winter. If I don't wear that coat, it's pikuach nefesh. So then he said to himself, but not this second. I can handle the coat. I came here without a coat, right? I could handle the cold another minute. Then he was about to reach for the coat and he said, but I could really handle it another minute. So you guys understand what happened, right? But at any rate, coming back to the point, he was right. You're allowed to take the coat off the tree because you don't have to die in the cold. He didn't die, no. But you don't have to get sick. You know, he was in a Russian winter. He had to ensure he doesn't die. On the other hand, lechatchila, ideally, we don't put anything on a tree, nor do we take anything off a tree. Our sages even went so far as to say that even before Shabbos, you can't place something on the tree that you might come to take off the tree on Shabbos. So if, let's say you want to go for a picnic, don't leave the food on top of the tree because you won't be allowed to take it down. So you'll say, okay, then I won't take it down. Then don't leave it there. Anything that you might come to take, so then you shouldn't really be leaving it on the tree. נחלל ביסור שימוש אפילו אם אין משתמשים באילן ממש, אלא גם אם משתמשים בדבר תקוע באילן. Now this goes as far as if you have something stuck into the tree. וכגון לתלות איזה דבר על יתד התקוע באילן. Let's say you knock a nail into a tree and now you want to hang things on that nail. So that would be prohibited. שגם זה נקרא משתמש באילן, that's also called using the tree. ומכל מקום אם תלוי על היתד סל, מותר ליתן שם איזה דבר. What happens if you have hanging on, you have a nail, on the nail you have a basket. Can you put something on that basket? That would be permitted. וכן הדין שמותר לקח איזה דבר מונח באותו סל. And the same is true, you're allowed to take things out of the basket, because the basket is hanging on the nail, which is knocked into the tree. You're not really using the tree. ואף שעל תליאת הסל יש איסור. Even though, if you'd ask us, am I allowed to hang that basket there? The answer is no. Because we said you're not allowed to use the tree. You're not allowed to use something that's stuck into the tree. You shouldn't place something there that you might take off on Shabbos. So you shouldn't have had the basket there in the first place. But here, you're only taking something out of the basket. That's okay. But you have to be careful not to move the tree. Did you guys all think what I was thinking? Where do we have something hanging on a tree? A hammock. No? Where do you guys come from? When I was growing up, a lot of people had hammocks.
Treehouse?
Treehouse too, right. I was thinking that too, yeah. I didn't know, okay. I had a treehouse, yeah, sure. So, based on what we just learned, we understand that on Shabbos, you cannot have a hammock that's hanging on trees. Today, I know they make hammocks with their own metal base, right? But when I was a kid, they didn't have those yet. I remember when they started coming out with those. But the hammocks they had were classical hammocks. You had a net hanging in between two trees, or two sides of a tree. So that would be prohibited. Shashimush mita zo dome lehishtamshut sheyeteda tkua beilan, because that's just like what we just said. You can't use a spoke that's knocked into a tree. Shenechshav keshimush beilan atzmo, that's considered like you're using the tree itself. Ve'im hayta tluya mita beyeteda tkua beilan. But what happens if you moved into a house and they already did it? You have the bed there, the hammocks there. So here he says, is that like a basket that's already hanging on the tree? He says, go ask your rabbi. He's not telling. Okay, so you'll have to ask your rabbi. וכן יש לחלק בחבל קשור לאילן שתולים עליו בגדים אם קשור לאילן עצמו או למסמר תקוע בו. Same thing would be, what about a rope that's hanging from a nail or a spoke that's in the tree? שרק מחבל הקשור למסמר תקוע באילן מותר להוריד בגדים הנתלים עליו. So, let's say you had things hanging on that. Would you be allowed to take them off? Where else is this relevant? Okay, I don't know. None of you grew up in the U.S., I guess. When I was a kid, they used to have, you tie your rope to a tree and then you tie a tire to that. Right? So then you went swinging, or you'd have a swing on a tree, right? So then the swing is attached to the spoke, which is attached to the tree. Now we said the spoke is like the, what?
So I haven't seen a backyard in months.
Years, so, okay. Fine. So that would be the same question here. Do you say that the chain of the swing is attached to the spoke, which is attached to the tree? Now, usually, the tree isn't strong enough. When you sit on that swing, the branch moves. It's rare that you see a tree that's thick enough that when you sit on it, you're not really moving the tree. The question here is, do you have to tell kids anything? If kids are going to go on it. That's already a new question. Meaning, technically, we train kids to keep Shabbos. But here, that it's an extension of an extension of an extension, there's room to discuss whether you have to say anything if you see your son getting on that swing. So that's, or that hammock. If the hammock's already there and the kid's going to go lying on the hammock, do you really have to tell a child anything? There's room to ask the question. Oh, right. That could be, right? That could be too, right? Now, he left out something which maybe he'll get to later. I thought he'd get to it right here. There's another application of this. If you see fruits under a tree, so we're going to see there are a few problems with the fruits under the tree, but one of the problems is that even if a fruit fell off on Shabbos, and even if you knew it would fall off on Shabbos, so it's not muktzeh in that sense, you were anticipating the fruit would become available. But if you're going to take that fruit, then while you're eating that apple, you might just pick another one off the tree, or that grape, you might pick the next one off the vine. So that's another aspect of the rabbinic prohibition that we're concerned a person will come and pick something off the tree. It's a little different than what we just learned now, but that's another application of the malacha of what we saw of kotzer. Yeah.